There is a pay freeze in effect, and some feds already faced financial worries. Now, talk of a government shutdown and furloughs only adds to the anxiety. And if pay freezes and furloughs are an indication of a further reduction in federal benefits to come, well, then Fed should start adjusting their financial plans now. Here with some more information, joining us in just a moment, is Arthur Stein, a certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So, could we see a reduction in benefits, do you think?
That's the worry, you know, that this could be part of a trend to permanently reducing benefits for federal employees and, for all I know, maybe even retirees. You know, the Washington Post today saying that budget negotiators, as part of this deal, are considering cutting the pay of some federal employees. House Republicans unveiled a plan last Tuesday that would cut the federal workforce by 10% in 3 years, freeze federal pay for 5 years. And it's certainly in the state governments like Wisconsin and some other states have moved, you know, to cut benefits that seem guaranteed to some state employees. And, you know, if this is a trend, if this does happen, and I'm not saying it will or that it will happen, there are lots of benefits that they could go after that federal employees and even retirees get: cost of living adjustments, health insurance subsidies, matching contributions to the TSP plan. And what I would want your listeners to take away from this is not that this will happen or we know people are trying to do this, but that their financial planning has become much more difficult and much more important. They need to be much more careful about not incurring debt, building up savings and investments and things like that, because what once seemed like, you know, the three-legged stool that was so guaranteed, I don't know if the guarantees are there anymore.
And Art, just looking back over the many years you've been doing this kind of work, we've seen employers in the private sector do away with defined benefit pension plans. We've seen the cushy health plans go away. So the only people left that had all of that were federal employees. Are we going to look back on this point in time and say that was the watershed for the kind of contract or compact between big employers and their workers?
Yeah, I don't know what will happen. You know, on the state level and with companies, typically what was done, that people hired after a certain date, you know, their benefits weren't as good. And that's happened, you know, to the feds, too. CSRS employees have a better benefit package than FERS employees. Well, if they do that to people hired in the future, I mean, that's not good, but it's not dishonest. What I'm concerned about is, you know, what cuts they're going to make to current employees, current retirees. Maybe they're going to start messing with those benefits. And that would be a real disaster because people have based their financial planning on those guarantees, and if they're changed, it just would be a huge problem.
Is this the kind of thing that retirees in the future would have to consider? What I mean is that they wouldn't necessarily touch the retirement plans that are currently in effect for people who are retired. They would be thinking about modifying retirement plans for feds who may be retiring 10 or 15 years from now, or do you have any way of knowing that?
We don't have any way of knowing that, but the one thing that's unique about federal employees and their situation is, as far as I can tell, you know, Congress can do anything they want. You know, a private company, if they cut a promised benefit, you know, a legally guaranteed benefit, I mean, they have legal problems. I don't know, you know, maybe Congress can do it and not have those legal problems because they're the federal government. All I know is there's this big move to sort of go after the feds. And, you know, this is one way to do it. And, you know, I hear people who think it's a good thing if the federal government shuts down or if we, you know, slice the whole government 10%, because they don't think the government does anything worthwhile.
Well, we're trying to be a little bit more upbeat and optimistic than that this morning. We're speaking with Arthur Stein, certified financial planner. But let's go on the premise that there will be some reduction in benefits. And suppose it was, say, the health care or the cost of living increase, whatever it might be. What would you advise federal employees worried about that to do now differently in their financial planning?
They just need to be, you know, build up their savings and investments and reduce debt. And, you know, the one good thing about that is that's a smart thing to do anyway. And, you know, most people don't save and invest enough, and many people have too much debt. So I'm not worried about your mortgage, but if you have credit card debt, I mean, get rid of it. Do whatever it takes to get rid of your credit card debt. And if you're not maxing out your contribution to the TSP plan, you need to look at that. You need to look at your emergency fund. I mean, I know people are sick of hearing me talk about an emergency fund, but all of a sudden my recommendation for federal employees is to how big an emergency fund they need. I mean, I used to say, if, you know, if you have 3 months, that should be fine. But now I would say, you know, maybe you need more than that. I mean, who knows how far this could go? Remember that even if we get through this current crisis, all of a sudden we're immediately going to be talking about increasing the debt ceiling. And if that doesn't happen, there are all kinds of problems that could happen because of that. We have next year's budget. I mean, this is an ongoing crisis, not something that's going to be, you know, even if they fix it up for this weekend or and for Monday, it's still going to be going on, you know, for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you actually anticipated my next question, which is if feds currently don't have that rainy day fund stashed away, once this is over with, they should go ahead and start working on it because we still have the 2012 budget to deal with, and that's trillions in cuts. And if they can't come to an agreement on a few billion, trillions is just out of this world.
Well, and the debt ceiling limit is a huge issue, too. And, yeah, so when people, you know, one thing that I think we spoke about 2 weeks ago was, if you don't have a sufficient emergency fund, reduce your contributions to the TSP till you do. Now, you always want to put in at least 5%, you know, if you're a FERS employee, to get that full match. But build up that emergency fund, have some cash, and, you know, look at your expenditures, figure out where your money's going. Is there something that you, you know, don't need that you could cut without affecting your enjoyment of life? And lots of people find that they can.